The Holy Bible, does it contain God's Word?
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is building a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Well, Ken, you have a letter from a pastor who doesn't accept Genesis as written. What approach does he take?
Well, this church leader stated that Genesis wasn't meant to be taken literally. It was only to be understood as what he called poetic epic stories handed down by oral tradition. He also said he believed in evolution. When you read the Bible, if you don't take the first 11 chapters of Genesis literally, then you don't have any foundation for Christian doctrine. Ultimately, directly or indirectly, all biblical doctrines have their foundation in Genesis. For instance, the only reason we know that sin is rebellion is because there was a literal rebellion by a literal man in a literal garden. So how can a church leader ever say anything else? Well, the real problem lies in how he approaches the Bible. You see, in this same letter, this pastor wrote that the Bible is a library of books which contains God's inspired word. Now, this is the real problem. Paul in Thessalonians says the Bible is God's word. If it just contains God's word, then who decides which bits are inspired and which bits aren't? Man then becomes a judge of truth, and he sets himself as God.
If we're to take Genesis literally, doesn't that also mean that we have to accept its chronology, that the earth is young and not millions of years old? For the scientific evidence, log on to AnswersRadio.com for our free booklet. AnswersRadio.com.